From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Right-wing lawmaker Iván Duque won Colombia's presidential election Sunday, promising to rewrite the government's 2016 peace accord with former FARC rebels. Duque defeated leftist former guerrilla and the former mayor of Bogotá, Gustavo Petro, 54-42% in Sunday's second and final round of voting. A suicide bomb attack killed at least 19 people and wounded more than 50 in eastern Afghanistan, a day after a deadly attack in the same area targeted government soldiers and Taliban insurgents celebrating a temporary ceasefire. Sunday's attack happened in central Jalalabad, capital of Nangarhar province, where government offices are located. Soldiers and Taliban rebels were jointly celebrating the last day of Eid. There's been no claim of responsibility yet. The Afghan government ceasefire with the Taliban has been extended, however. That announcement came from Afghan President Ashraf Ghani on Sunday. The government ceasefire was due to end on Tuesday. President Trump on Sunday renewed his defense of the agreement he reached with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. On Twitter, the president wrote that the agreement already has led to an end to the North's nuclear tests and, quote, rockets flying all over the place. Trump has voiced irritation at his critics' assessment that the agreement he and Kim signed at their Singapore summit was not specific enough to ensure an end to North Korea's nuclear weapons development. This is VOA News. President Trump plans to meet with congressional Republicans Tuesday to discuss immigration reform. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
On Friday, President Trump blamed the Democrats, even though separating children from their families at the border is part of the administration's zero-tolerance policy. White House counselor Kellyanne Conway.
I think what the president is saying is if the Democrats are serious, they'll come together again and try to close these loopholes and get real immigration reform.
We turn to one of those House Democrats, Adam Schiff.
What the administration is doing is they're using the grief, the tears, the pain of these kids as mortar to build their wall. And it's an effort to extort a bill to their liking in the Congress. It's, I think, deeply unethical.
Both Schiff and Conway appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. Shelley Antler, Washington.
The arrival of rescue ships in Spain has reignited a battle in Europe over immigration. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Hundreds of migrants pulled from the Mediterranean by a rescue ship arrived at the Spanish port of Valencia on Sunday, bringing a grueling 9-day voyage after they were turned away from Italy and Malta to an end. But what has not ended, indeed has been reignited, is a fierce debate over how Europe handles immigration.
Immigrati.
Barring the rescue ship Aquarius was a chance for Italy's new government to assert its anti-immigrant credentials, while for new Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, it was an opportunity to underline a more liberal stance. But what it's also highlighted is the European Union's failure as a whole to agree on how to manage huge numbers of people fleeing poverty and conflict.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle, the migrants were greeted in Valencia with a big welcome home sign in various languages. They included 450 adult men and 80 women. Seven of the women are pregnant. There were also 11 children under the age of 13 and 89 adolescents. People on Hawaii's Big Island are being warned to stay indoors and keep windows closed after another eruption early Sunday of the Kilauea volcano generated a massive ash plume. Guatemala has ended its search for the nearly 200 people missing since a volcano erupted earlier this month. Officials have confirmed the deaths of 110 people in the eruption of the Fuego volcano. And millions of Mexicans are celebrating their national team's long-shot win against Germany in Mexico's first match of the 2018 World Cup soccer tournament. The 1-0 victory has given Mexicans hope that their team might win the tournament for the first time. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.